talking today with Ryan Robichko of Bayer at the dicamba training session outside Osceola. Ryan, for one thing, a lot of difference from 2 weeks ago when we were talking and how nice it was down in Florida.
It's sure nice to see spring. I think for many Iowans and others that spring is coming soon so we can get on with spring planning.
So today we have the dicamba training that Bayer helped sponsor and put together, and this is one of many events that Bayer has helped put on across the state of Iowa.
That's correct. As we sit here today, we've had over 100 events that Bayer has sponsored across the state of Iowa. As an example, nearly 3,500 farmers and applicators have gone through this training, and as you witnessed today, roughly about 90 minutes and really encompassed a lot of different aspects, not just on the dicamba labels, the Extendamax label to help farmers and applicators be successful, but you know what's good weed management and how what are just good overall practices to help farmers in their operations.
And also one in depth. I mean, we can see the bullet points all day long from the different organizations, whether it's the Department of Ag or from the EPA. We see those bullet points of information and the guidelines that have to be followed. But in here, you got a little more of the reasons why those applications have to be followed, those rules have to be followed.
The reasons why, but we also, it's important to highlight why farmers are taking time to go and want to use these technologies. Weeds are getting tougher to manage, and what we've seen in Iowa and across the U.S., significant rapid adoption of the Xtend technology. One, because they're seeing really strong yield performance. We've seen some record yields over the last couple of years, which in large part can be, Xtend was a part of that, and managing weeds effectively as well. That combination is the ideal combination to help farmers be successful as soybean growers.
And of course, Bayer's interest in obviously the program and the training doesn't end with these sessions. Obviously, you have people that are going to go boots on the ground if something needs to be questioned. If there is any things that you see or you want to go back and take a look at how the dicamba application is affecting the crops, or if there's any weed resistance, you guys want to see it so you guys can stay on top of it.
As a company, Bayer's successful when farmers are successful. When they're having, a profitable soybean crop with clean fields and things that go with it, that's the combination. And as you mentioned, not only the training that we spent here today, but we've referenced things like our Xtend spray app. I mean, it's a free spray app to help farmers prepare. The 1-844 RR Xtend call center. So if they have questions as they leave the training or they prepare, that's easy access. If they have some concerns as we get into the growing season, something doesn't look right, they can give us a call, and similar individuals that are conducting the training will come out and walk your fields. So we're going to be, every step of the way with farmers to help support them and so they can be successful as well.
And you mentioned the website and the phone, and you're also giving them tools where they can go through and get more information on what they're doing or get those refreshers, because like you said, the training doesn't end when they leave this room. I mean, if they want to go get that refresher, they can go to these websites, they can see the tools, they can also get the tools for checking what species are endangered, where there are extra restrictions in different counties, county by county in the state.
It is. I mean, and we know a lot of folks are looking at online material. So, RoundupReadyXtend.com is really the best website to get a lot of that information. Or if you feel more comfortable in calling, that's another option. In the end of the day, we want to make this as simple for farmers as we can so they can be successful when they're growing that soybean crop. And hopefully as growers, we had a number of growers here today. We've had, over 3,500 growers over the winter months attend these trainings. That also tells us there's a strong interest in anticipation of using these dicamba formulations this spring.
And, we talked before the meeting, we talked about kind of the lessons learned. Things aren't where they were in 2017 where we saw some of the complaints. We saw some of the things that needed to be learned kind of the hard way. You mentioned that the acreage of usage is up and the complaint levels are down.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it from just a national perspective, an interesting figure is to think that over 25 million acres of soybeans and cotton, the Xtend soybeans and cotton, were actually sprayed with a dicamba in a post-emergent application. That's a lot of acres. And what we've learned from a few years back to where we are today is maybe what we've been able to do in past with other pesticides and herbicides, just Here's the common thing I hear from farmers coming and leaving the training or spraying themselves. Apply that common sense, follow the things that are guided in the label and that's required, and good things happen. And you know, there's thousands of farmers across the U.S. that have used these technologies the last few years. Extendamax is an example of that, with extreme success, and they're doing those common practical things to lead to that success.
And as we are standing here, we're watching the snow melt and all the steam rising out of the ground, and that reminds us spring planting season. It's getting very close. So it also means the opportunities, if you haven't gotten your dicamba training, are winding down. Of course, there are options online as well.
There is. The best way, again, is going to RoundupReadyExtend.com website under the training tab. That'll give you, if you haven't completed that training, there's a couple. You can come to a live training. Those are still available, or you can complete that now within the state of Iowa online. But the best thing overall, as we prepare for season, and farmers do this across the U.S., is, you know, plan. Well, you know, plan for what you're going to anticipate, you know, from a weed control perspective. And what we really recommend, and consistent with weed scientists, is, you know, the ideal circumstances, get weeds, you know, prevent weeds from coming up, you know, if at all possible, and if not, get them early. And so one of those, as you're thinking about those post-emergent applications, 20 to 30 days after that planting date is really the ideal sweet spot to go after those weeds and utilize new technologies like Extendamax.
All right, Ryan, well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mitch.